Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, what's up now?
Brother, what's up?
This is a two big party, man.
Yeah,
I can dig it.
Stop it. Right on.
Brother, brother, there's far too many of you die. You know we've got to find a way to bring some loving here today. Yeah. Father, father, we don't need to escalate. Don't punish me with brutality. Talk to me so you can see.
Justice Jones Radio Talk Show, where we talk about civil rights, constitutional rights, human rights, your rights, and my rights, because we all have rights. You know, either we're going to stand for something or we're going to fall for anything. And at this point in the game, we can't fall for one thing. No, not one thing. We have a wonderful, very wonderful exclusive guest on the show today. It's going to be a wonderful interview. You know, I want to tell you, Martin Luther King Day is coming up, right? And I'm excited because Dr. Martin Luther King did some amazing, justifying feats in his time when it wasn't popular. He had to roll up his sleeves. He had to get out there and march, and they threw rocks at him. They spit on him. They called him names. He believed in peaceful protests. He didn't believe in violence. He was a nonviolent human being who won the world over Even the president of the United States at that time could not deny Dr. Martin Luther King. Not only was he brilliant, not only was he intelligent, not only was he a human rights fighter for justice and equality and change, he was a man of God. He was a minister of God. He became an esteemed pastor over his parents' church. His father was a pastor. His mother was a minister. Dr. King saw things that we probably will never see in his time that he had to swallow and overcome. And one of his great songs was, "We Shall Overcome." And we have overcame so many different things in this civil rights struggle that we are in right now today. We are still fighting for justice. We are still fighting for equality. We are still fighting for the same thing that everybody else wants to have. We're not asking for anything. Everything that is in America was built by slaves. The blood, sweat, and tears. The red was for the blood that was spilled. The black is for the people who died. And the green is for the land that they stole. Now, I don't need to tell you a whole lot about Dr. Martin Luther King. You know, and as Black History approaches us right now, hallelujah, don't forget about Jesse Jackson, amen, Malcolm X, Elder Cleveland, the Black Panther Party total, all right? And all of the Black Panther parties, because when they tell you about the Black Panther Party, what they don't tell you is that the Black Panther Party was an organization who were feeding the kids breakfast and lunch before they went to school. This was way back in the 60s and 70s when it wasn't popular. There was no AFDC, but after the Black Panther Party started giving out free breakfast and free lunch and programs for the kids, then that's when the county started giving out a block of cheese. They wouldn't even melt in a skillet. So think about it. So much was being done in our community by our own. Even when you think about, what happened in, when all the African Americans had their own cleaners, restaurants, stores, and they came there and accused a black man of doing something to a white woman that she had lied. It wasn't true. So every time we get ahead and start doing what we're supposed to do, what's up, Brother Kevin D? What's up, man, my brother? Welcome. Welcome to everyone who is on Facebook Live, everyone who's on Instagram Live. Welcome. We have to recognize and realize our power and our authority, and we are kings and queens of this earth, okay? I don't care what color you mix us with, it's going to come back black. One little ounce is coming back black. And I'm not bragging. I'm not boasting. I'm being truthful with clarity and transparency that the reality of the situation is that we are the kings and queens of the earth, and the hatred and the animosity towards our people is just ridiculous. They want their hair like ours. They want their lips like ours. They want their butt like ours. They want to do braids and dreadlocks. I see all the nationalities following us. They want to play the music is bumping loud in the car. I look over, it's an Asian or a white guy or whoever. What I'm telling you, we have to recognize our positions as leaders, and we set the tone for everything. Everything. Even in the era of music, when we go to Black history, you cannot leave out music, because music and the drums, this is how they communicated in slavery when they couldn't talk to each other on a phone, when they couldn't do, they beat the drums. And certain drum beats meant certain things, like tomorrow we leaving, or we're going to have some new people coming in the Underground Railroad. They played all kinds of drum beats, and only the ones with the sharpest ears understood exactly what was being said and what was being done. So I want you to remember never to forget your history, which is still a mystery to a lot of our African-American people. And this is why we shoot and kill each other, because if we knew our history, we wouldn't be shooting and killing each other and putting each other down and getting on Facebook and social media and starting a big fight over nothing. because this is a premeditated conspiracy by whomever, the powers that be, or the dark side, or the Bafma, or the, you know who I'm talking about. They want you to sell your soul to the devil, and if that means killing another African-American male, a father of children, or a mother of children, and I can't tell you how many times Sandra Bland, Michael Brown, I was there with the Floyd family when George Floyd died. I was there with the family of Ahmaud Arbery when Ahmaud Arbery was murdered. I've seen these things with my eyes. I've walked with Dr. Martin Luther King III. I've walked with Malcolm X's grandchildren and the X family. I've been around these things, and they have educated me and made me knowledgeable and gave me an understanding that what we're dealing with is a reality that we can only change by loving and understanding one another. We have to plant new seeds so that we can bear new fruit. Because when you plant bad seeds, you're going to bear a bad harvest. And we need to put that to sleep for 2024. We need blessings and so much more in 2024. We need blessings and so much more in 2024. I want to ring the bell right now. I want to wake up some sleepers right now. I want to plant some mental seeds. I want to give you some spiritual values. I want you to know that with God, all things, not some things, not could have been, not would have been, but all things are possible with God. So before we start our show every single week, we have to put God first. I don't want to give you anything but wisdom, knowledge, power, and authority that you can use each and every day of your life. I want you to be all that and a bag of gold chips. Hey, Elaine, I see you. Rosa, I see you out there too. Praise God from whom all blessings flow. For everybody that's here, I see you in the queue, and I'm happy that you're with us on the Eddie Jones Radio Talk Show. I can't wait to get in our exclusive special guest. I cannot wait. Good morning, good morning, good morning. You, yes, you are on the Eddie Jones Radio Talk Show, where we talk about civil rights, constitutional rights, human rights, your rights, my rights, and our rights, because we all have rights. Either we're going to stand for something or we're going to fall for anything. And at this point of the game, we can't fall for nothing. Hey, Chandra Daniels, good morning to you and God bless you. Dr. King said, we shall overcome. And there's a chant that I remember every time we march. No justice, no peace, no crooked police. No justice, no peace. And I remember shouting out, say her name or say his name, because we have to remember, we are a family. We're all connected some kind of way. So on this Dr. Martin Luther King Day, I'm praying that we, good morning, I don't want to hear nothing about us shooting each other. I don't want to hear nothing. I'm doing a moratorium right now to say that we're not going to have any violence anywhere across the United States on Dr. Martin Luther King Day from African Americans, that at the sound of my voice, from my mouth to God's ears, it is time that we learn who we are, why we're here, and put down these guns and pick up some love, some spirituality, some caring, some words, some kind words to one another. Don't hate on your sister or your brother because they know how to move ahead in life. Ask them how they got there so that you can get there too. Remember, I always say the only limit in life is the one you put on yourself, so you should let there be no limits. There is no reason up under the sun that we should be killing and hurting and maiming one another. We have to set examples for our children that are coming up, and this social media, Instagram too, have our young men and women out there doing and saying everything on social media. I can only imagine how the certain powers that be just sit back and laugh at the things that we do to each other. But it's not funny. So I hope this is not falling on deaf ears anywhere, because everywhere we go, we are kings and queens. I don't care where you go on this earth. They love our women, and the women from other cultures love our men. We are to be loved and adored. But you cannot do that if you don't know who you are and whose you are. You need to know who you are and who you belong to. You belong to God, and God made us the leaders and the directors over this world. Oh, okay, so they shut you down, they stole the gold, the silver, and they did all this stuff to make you think that you don't have no power, no authority, those blood diamonds and all that stuff. We've always been leaders. We've always been writers, producers, directors. When they threw us the slop from a pig, we made chitlins and greens and cornbread, okay? We made sure we kept eating, okay? And then next thing you know, they was out there trying to get some too. Remember your true roots. Remember where you came from. Because you are my brother. What's up, Brother James Hudson? My brother. It's an honor and a pleasure to get you on. One more thing before I go on. I've been following all the comedians lately. And I'm not going to say nothing bad about anybody. I'm just going to say this. I love comedy. Because comedy makes us laugh. Chandra Daniels said, I know that's right. We definitely need to know who we belong to. We do. We do. And we are. Blessings, my brother. Blessings. And that's why I brought up Dr. Martin Luther King and Martin Luther King Day and Black History Month this morning, because we need to prepare ourselves to celebrate the life and the legacy of Dr. Martin Luther King. I see you, Barbara. I see you on Instagram. I see you on Facebook. And I see you in the queue. And I'm going to get you on in just a few minutes. Everything we do, I just want you to know, a black man, I want you to, okay, hold on. I'm going to come back in a little while, and I'm going to pull up all, I can't even tell you all the inventions that black people have made and gave to society, including the light bulb. Don't let them fool you and tell you Benjamin Franklin or whoever discovered the light bulb. I want you to know who was flying the kite and who was right there assisting him to give him those ideas. The best surgeon in the world. The best brain surgeon in the world is a black man. The best heart surgeon in the world is a black man, okay? All I can name you, the Chrysler 300 that made them billions and trillions of dollars was designed by a black man, okay? The iron was designed by a black man, okay? I can't even tell you all the things that was designed by our people. I can just tell you that we have made a tremendous, wonderful spot on this earth, period. We put our foot into it. We put our hands into it. The railroad tracks built by us, okay? I can't even continue. Madam C.J. Walker, the first African-American female black multimillionaire with her hair products. I can go on. Benjamin Banneker. I can just keep going on and on and on. What is my point right now? You are royalty. You are royalty. You are cut from a different cloth. You need to realize, hey, what's up, Lita Dorsey High in the house? You need to realize your power, your wisdom, your knowledge, your intelligence. You need to know who you are. Amen. Praise God. I'm going to leave that right there. Let's get our co-producers in the studio, none other than my brother, co-producer Clarence Mallon. Good morning, Brother Clarence Mallon. Welcome to the show. How are you this morning? Excuse me.
Good morning, Pastor Eddie. Good morning to our special guests coming on. Good morning to the panelists and co-producers and hosts who are coming on. But especially good morning to all our wonderful listeners. We have entered the second week of a new month and a new year in 2020. And you know, Pastor Eddie, the second topic, I will get into that.
Amen.
The first topic, I will be honored to listen to our special guests and hear all the gifts. But Pastor Eddie, I just want to thank you for allowing me to be a co-producer, co-host on the world's greatest Monday morning blog talk show, your show, the Eddie Justice Jones radio show, where we talk about my rights, your rights, everybody's rights who will be on this show and beyond, because this is a civil rights show. And Pastor Eddie, I keep filling the ballot box because you are the president of the Los Angeles Civil Rights Association. Thank you for having me.
It's an honor and a pleasure beyond words. And Brother Quinn, do me a favor. Give a shout-out and call Professor Ames and Talana Jones and Cousin V. I want to get everybody in this morning. This is a very important show today. What's up, my brother Maurice Valentine? Don't go nowhere, brother. We need to talk about Bully the Bull. As I just told you guys just a few minutes ago, right before I get my sister Vera in, Vera Jones, a.k.a. Dr. Granny V, I said that we got to do better in 2024. We want more blessings in 2024. We need to put down the guns, stop the shooting of each other. I love Bully the Bull. We're going to get him on the show hopefully next Monday because he goes around and he teaches people not to bully each other, the children not to bully each other, the high school students not to bully each other. We got to stop bullying one another. We got to quit putting each other down. We need to stop talking about each other. The Shanquillas of the world who have been beat to death by people that are supposed to be their friends. It shouldn't have never happened. We got to overcome putting each other down, killing each other, breaking each other down, hating on one another. Just stop it. No more in 2024. Blessings and more blessings in 2024. With that being said, you're on the Eddie Jones Radio Talk Show where we talk about civil rights, constitutional rights, human rights, your rights, my rights, and our rights because we all have rights. Let's bring in my sister, Vera Jones, a.k.a. Dr. Granny V, who does health and wellness. Good morning, Vera. Welcome to the show. Oh, wait, hold on. That's the wrong one. Hold on. Person in the area code 980, don't go nowhere. I got you. Chief Apostle Tina Curry, I'm going to get you on. Go ahead. Vera Jones, welcome, sis.
Good morning, bro. Welcome. Today I am feeling great, awesome, wonderful. But most of all, just love for a new year. I just want to say good morning to everyone, Clarence M. Allen, all the other co-hosts, all the returning listeners, and especially the new listeners.
Amen. Praise God. Let's give a big hand for Clarence and Vera.
Good morning, Granny V.
Amen.
Good morning, now,
Dr. Granny V.
Good
now, before
morning,
I bring, you, all right. Before I bring in our special guest, Mrs. Barbara Hubbard, and that's why I said, for those who don't know, there music, black music was a civil rights movement. It was a civil rights movement with black music. When Motown came along, when all the riots and everything was going on, music is what helped calm the souls of so many Americans at that time. Whether it was the Temptations, the Supremes, Martha Reeves and the Vandellas, Smokey Robinson and the Miracles, Gladys Knight and the Pips, all that music is what helped keep people healing during that time of slavery, no jobs, poor. You know, it was a premeditated conspiracy. So we got to remember never to forget. But today we have an exclusive guest. Her name is Sister Barbara Hubbard, a native of Little Rock, Arkansas, who started singing at a very young age, and her pursuit led her to Los Angeles, California in 1975. Let's talk about her music career on the Eddie Jones Radio Talk Show. This is not only Martin Luther King history, this is black history, and it's every single day, not just 28 days in February, but every day, 365 days a year, we're making history in every area that we touch. Chandra Daniels said, that's so true. Really need to stop putting each other down. If you have nothing nice to say, don't say anything at all. And I mean that from the bottom of my heart, y'all. But without further ado, let's get in Chief Apostle. Before we get her on, let's get in Chief Apostle Kenneth Curry. Good morning, Chief Apostle Kenneth Curry. Welcome to the show. How are you this morning?
Good morning, and Happy New Year to everyone. I'm just so happy to be a part of this new year, and you're looking for great things. I was listening to your beginning commentation about the things concerning our history. And as
yes.
we see, you know, we have those who are in opposition of us learning our history.
Oh, yeah.
So we are talking about these things, and these are people that, you know, are looking to come into places to run for the presidency. But, you know, we know that a president has to be a president for all people and not just some people.
So, amen. Praise God.
You know, I encourage everyone. I studied Black history in school, and now it's out of school. They removed it from school because they want to keep us from learning how brilliant our African-American ancestors was. And as you talked about the various inventions that they made and all of the contributions.
Yes.
I think I mentioned to you, Pastor Eddie, one time that, you know, my family history stretches all the way there where you live, because my cousin was the pastor of the Second Baptist Church there in Los Angeles. And his name was Dr. Thomas Kilgore Jr. And he and the King family were very, very dear friends together. But again, you know, we'll get into that as we get into the show. And, you know, hopefully I'll get to expound on some of that.
Amen. Hold that thought for one moment, Chief Apostle Kenneth Kirk. Let's, Vera and Clarence, please say good morning to Chief Apostle Kenneth Curry, and let's give him a hand.
Good morning, everyone.
Good morning, Chief Apostle. Welcome.
Good morning, everyone.
Okay, now, without further ado, I want to get in our special guest, Mrs. Barbara Hubbard. And then I'm going to have her, we're going to talk with her for a minute. Call her in, before we bring her on, call her in the 765-717 area code. Are you there? Call her in the 765-717 area code. Good morning. Okay, I guess they just want to listen. Let me put you back on hold. There you go. Without further ado, our exclusive special guest, Ms. Barbara Hubbard. Good morning, Barbara. How are you? Welcome to the show.
Good morning, and happy New Year to everyone.
Yes, Happy New Year. Happy New Year, everybody. It is still the New Year, and that's why later on, not now, but our second topic is, what is your New Year's resolution? And you know, sometimes, and I don't want to get off topic, but people make these resolutions, and they go about 3 or 4 weeks, and they're out the door. Well, that's why we're going to talk about it this year and see who has a commitment and who doesn't have a commitment. But without further ado, we're talking, hey, Irene, how are you? Welcome to the show. We have Barbara Hubbard, who is a native of Little Rock, Arkansas, who started singing at a very young age. Her pursuit led her to Los Angeles, California in 1975, where she went to West Los Angeles College. Let's talk about her music career on the Eddie Jones Radio Talk Show. Barbara, I hope you have your bio in front of you, because I want you to read your bio or tell your story. I wasn't going to do it, but I said, you know what, let's hear it from Barbara, because she's the one who made this history what it is today. So without further ado, Barbara, please take the floor and share with us your history, which is a mystery to some, but won't be by the time we're finished with this wonderful interview with none other than writer, producer, director, Barbara Hubbard. Go ahead, Barbara. Take the floor. Welcome.
Yes.
Let's give her a hand.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much. I would be remiss to say that it wasn't easy. It wasn't easy. I found a personal relationship with God through music. I left my hometown to change my life, because at an early age I had a baby and I was just getting, you know, out there, because I wanted something in life, but it wasn't any opportunity. The opportunity wasn't there for me in Arkansas, so I was getting with the wrong people and doing the wrong thing. But I was raised in a religious home. So
yes.
I loved singing at a young age. I would just walk around the house and just make up lyrics off the top of my head and just sing, you know. My mother sent us to camp every year. We went to camp for about 2 weeks. We had Red Cross swimming lessons, and we went skating, and we just did the things that we thought were normal. We never knew that we were, like, low-income people, right? We thought that we had everything. But, you know, as we grew older, and I did attend Central High School, which is historic, and people know the story behind that. But through music, because I wanted, I loved music, I came to Los Angeles to pursue the music career. And I started off in college. I met a guy, he was a Muslim, and he said, you need to go to school, you know, because I had, you know, kind of like put school on hold, not totally dropped out, but I was always open to the idea of really returning, because if you have a child, you know, how can you teach the child if you don't know? So that always stayed in the back of my mind. I need to further my education. And right now, my daughter, she's a nurse. She has a master's degree in nursing from UCLA. So I'm proud of her. She's 29 years old. Yes, and I try to raise my children like I'm ready for the church to come back, you know, like it used to be and everything like that, because, you know, I believe that we all have an innate ability, you know, to have love and to hate. It's a choice, and I do believe that it is taught, and I never taught my children, but I let them, I had to let them know, you know, to make them aware that, you know, there is prejudice out there, and you're still a black person with a degree driving your Mercedes, but you're still black at 29 years old. You know, you're looking like a kid. But, you know, I love people and everything. I don't like this division. But the music bring us together. You know, I write songs, and sometimes they're sad songs. And I wrote a song entitled Bought by the Blood of the Lamb. And that's when I was asking God to, you know, take me away from the world, you know, let me separate myself from the party, you know, because it's a, you know, some people are socialites and some people really want, you know, to make money and, you know, and to make a career out of music, you know, and because it's a lucrative business, but you have to know the, you know, the right people, and you have to go by it the right way. And when you get lost in it, you know, partying and everything, you have to know when to, you know, withdraw from the world. And when I withdrew from the world, I went back to church and I started singing. But to go back to the point where I used music to get closer to God, well, I thought I was using music because I was in school and I needed a performing group. So I was new out here, so I didn't know, I didn't have a band, I didn't know any group to get involved with. So my teacher, my instructor told me that, okay, well, you could, you know, you could either, you know, you could sing in a church choir. So I joined Hillcrest Baptist Church on Adams. And I let the pastor know and everything. The reason why I was really there was to get credit for my music class and everything like that. But through me singing in the choir, you know, I received the Holy Spirit, like, not at once. I didn't really, I mean, it was, you know, it was just developing in me. I didn't really, you know, because at one while I didn't want the Holy Spirit, because the way that people used to fall out loud and throw their canes and fall off, I'm like, uh-uh, I don't want to hurt myself, you know, trying to have the Holy Spirit. But, you know, like I said, I was using the music in the choir to just for credit, but I found God in the process and developed a very personal relationship, and I know that all things are possible, you know, through Christ Jesus, to him who loved the Lord. I mean, and his ways are not our ways. So I just, you know, I'm just really encouraged, just like all, if any young people, if they're listening on this line, you know, it's not too late to turn your life around. You know, we all have made mistakes and sin and come short of the glory of God. But, you know, if we don't stand together, and try to make our community, you know, where we live, a better place, then we're going to always be, you know, like living a life of strife, you know. And I don't know why we can't get our young people to listen to that and make, you know, and I don't know why they're so repellent to, you know, wanting a better life, and there is a better life if they would come together, you know.
Amen.
So music, you know,
Barbara,
it'll bring you together.
Barbara, I want to ask you a question. I'm so happy that you're on. I want to ask you, could you share with us some of the people that you have worked with in the music industry and some of the places where you have performed over your years of music, and also have you written for other people as well? Go right ahead.
Oh, yes. Okay, well, I wrote a song for myself, and I also had a songwriter deal with a young man out of, I believe it was Detroit, with Total Experience, Record Company. I, you know, Billy Nunn, that used to, he was a keyboard player that used to play with Rick James, and he and Rick James wrote Mary Jane together, and
yes.
He also was a keyboard player for, what's her name, Tina Marie. I met Tina Marie. I met L.J. Reynolds, was a friend of mine who wanted to do a song I wrote, but, you know, like, moving around, you lose songs, but I have a whole lot of songs. So I met Marla Gibbs. She did a movie with my brother, and I called her on the phone and asked her if I could perform at her club, and she gave me the weekend, and she said, you take the door and I'll take, you know, she took the bar and the restaurant. And that was, you know, she's a very, she was a very nice lady who, you know, gave me a break. And I worked with some Jewish people who had a production company, and I worked all out at Toluca Lake, at the Mardi Gras, and at, you know, in Pasadena. I forget some of these places, but I worked at the Ruby Yacht years back, and I played with all female band entitled, their name was Sugar, and after Sugar, after that band broke up, I formed another band with a friend of mine. We called it Magnetism. So I was the keyboard player in that band, and we did some shows together. But you know, and I went to Japan with Royal Promotion back in the days. I know Norman Beavers. I wrote a song, and he produced it, Norman Beavers of Lakeside.
Yeah.
A lot of people, you know. There's some of them are still here today. Jimmy Hamilton with the Say What Band. I wrote a song with them, and Kevin Yarbrough with Yarbrough and People. I wrote a song with, you know, they helped me produce the song, you know, so.
Wow.
It's still going on. It's just that it's a different approach. But I studied at Eubanks Conservatory of Music, the gospel beat. Some people don't know about that, but that was on Western many, many years ago, and Los Angeles City College and West Los Angeles College, you know. Just
yes.
I really was serious at one point.
Now, I want to, you know, the reason why hey, Shepherdess Brown. Hey, Cousin V. Let's just give a big hand. Let's give another big hand for Barbara, Shepherdess Brown, Cousin V. Let's give them a big hand right now. Let's give them a big hand. Let's see.
Yeah.
Hey, man. I just want to applaud what you're doing. Okay, now this is so important. A lot of people. Yeah, so I'm so honored to have them on. And you know, we're talking about Black History, Martin Luther King Day coming up. This is Black History Month coming up in February. But I want you to know the Black History Day every single day. Our special guest right now, without further ado, is none other than Barbara Hubbard, who has worked in the music industry for many years. She's done a lot of great things in the music industry. And, you know, I know that also, too, I see you, Shepherdess Brown, from Atlanta, that you also sing and preach, and you are a shepherdess. And one day we're going to get you on the show as well. Now, there's a little feedback in the background. I just want to tell everybody out there, if you're on Facebook and Instagram, while you're on Blog Talk, you got to turn one of them down because it feeds back. And we want everybody to hear this phenomenal interview. I want to shout out Lita from Dorsey High School and Brother James Hudson and everybody, Sister Amarel, Pastor Elaine. See you guys out there. Hallelujah. Happy New Year to you as well. Now, I can't have you on without asking you to sing a little something for us, Barbara.
What?
Yeah.
I wasn't ready.
I know, nor was I, you know. But, you know, maybe we can do a little something, you know. But before we do, I would like for, you know, I know Chief Apostle Kenneth Curry is on with us, and I know he wants to ask a question, but first we got to call it. Caller in the 323-948 area code, are you there? Caller in the 323-948
area code. I am. Good morning, Dad, and good morning to everyone. Happy Monday.
Good morning. Everybody say good morning to Tamana Jones.
Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning.
Welcome,
everyone.
Now, you know, I gotta say, music, Black history, music was so important during the civil rights when Dr. Martin Luther King. Matter of fact, I don't know if you guys know this or not, but Dr. Martin Luther King did the "I Have a Dream" speech, and Motown produced it as an album. That's right. So if you didn't know, now you know. And this is why it's so important that we put down the guns on each other. Stop hurting one another. Stop letting social media dictate how we should treat each other. Stop allowing the secret societies and the undermining other minds who want to see us at each other's throat on a regular basis. If you put God in front of all that, you won't ever have to worry about, you know, you heard my opening this morning. You heard what I said about what we need to do. We need more love for 2024, more blessings for 2024. More understanding for 2024, more communication, better communication. And most of all, we need God. And let's give a shout out to Cousin V. She's on Facebook Live. She's going to be on with the Sports Report. Let's give a big hand for Cousin V. Hey, good morning, Cousin V. Everybody say good morning to Cousin V.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. Amen. So with that being
good
said.
Good morning, Cousin V.
Yes, good morning, Cousin V. Now, you're on the Eddie Jones Radio Talk Show, where we talk about civil rights, constitutional rights, human rights, your rights, my rights, and our rights, because we all have rights. And either we're going to stand for something or we're going to fall for anything. But I tell you, on this show, there's no smoking guns. It's the real deal Holyfield. That's what I want you to know. And I don't know if you heard my sermon yesterday. My sermon was yesterday for Sunday was, God will take care of you. God will take care of you. And God has been taking care of us for a long time. And my theme was, don't worry about it. Help is on the way. Don't worry about it. Help is on the way. And God, he won't fail. And I came out of Matthew chapter 11, verse 28. Amen. Praise the Lord. Matthew chapter 11, come unto me, those who are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. And that's God taking care of you. Amen. So we need to know. Amen. Hallelujah. So I want to go to Chief Apostle Kenneth Curry. Do you have a question or a statement for our special guest, Barbara Hubbard? Go right ahead.
Well, as I said, you know, we as African Americans, we have to concentrate on, you know, our history, because other people don't want to hear our history, especially in this country. You know, we have been made to learn U.S. history, but then we found out as we were reading, our history was not included in the U.S. history. And so, you know, many years ago, there were books that came out from the Ebony history books, and so we could read information in there, and we were able to find out that, but I don't know if many of those exist now, But that's why it's so important that, you know, we take up and fight for the history. They don't want to hear our history because they don't want to see the good, the bad, and the ugly of this country. And so they pretend that it never existed. Or you have people, as you see the candidate, when asked what the Civil War was about, she refused to acknowledge that it was about the slavery which enslaved our people. And so that's the problem when nobody wants to acknowledge that.
Well, Chief Apostle, before you ask a question or a statement to Don Wyatt, one of the great musicians. Hey, welcome, Brother Don Wyatt. I hope you stay on for a while. And, of course, we want to get you on. Susan, Don Wyatt, great, great, great musician. Happy New Year, my brother. Before you ask the question for Barbara Hubbard, let's not forget Jet Magazine. Do you guys remember Jet Magazine? If you do,
yes.
Let's clap our hands for Jet Magazine.
Mm-hmm.
And I believe my sister was in that book. Vera, weren't you in the Jet Magazine?
Yes. Yeah.
Vera, are you there?
It was the Scoop, Eddie.
The Scoop. Do you guys remember the Scoop newspaper and the Jet Magazine, Ebony, all those magazines? And, of course, the Sentinel newspaper, one of the biggest African-American black newspapers in the whole world, the Sentinel newspaper.
Funny to mention that, Eddie, because cleaning out some papers, I just found that particular newspaper. Back in 1987, and I will send you a copy today.
Thank you so much. Now, we're our special guest is Barbara Hubbard. I'm so glad that Brother Don Wyatt is on. Let me tell you real quick. We're sticking with Barbara Hubbard, but Don Wyatt is a writer and a producer and a keyboard player. I want to hook up. Barbara, do you know Don Wyatt? Have you ever met him?
No, I don't believe I
do. You have to meet him. He has his own. He's a bad, bad dude. He's bad. Chandra Daniel said, I definitely remember Jet Magazine. I still have a few of them left over. Me too. Me too. Oh, what an amazing. Chief Apostle, do you have a question or a statement for Barbara Hubbard?
Yeah, if I may interject, one of my dear friends, and I was able to present her with the President's Award, Lifetime Achievement Award, was the legendary Freda Payne. And when you talked about Jet Magazine, you know, my conversation when I spoke to her, I said, you know, back in the 70s and all of that coming through when, you know, black people looked for someone that looked like them to be beautiful, and Eartha Kitt and Jane Kennedy, all of them graced the cover of Jet Magazine. And you know, I thanked her for being there for, you know, to show black people and especially black women, you know, beauty.
Yes. Now, Chief Apostle, do you have a question or a statement for our special guest, Mrs. Barbara Hubbard?
Yeah, I guess I'm also a songwriter myself, and I have some things that I'm working on in the studio with my friend Felton Pilot and Michael Cooper of Confunction. And so I love songwriting, and you know, I just enjoy others that are writing songs because, you know, one of the main things that we know of from the Bible, David was a writer of songs. And sometimes, you know, there's songs that get us through very difficult times in our nation's history and in our world history. It takes songs. People need to hear something that will encourage them. As you spoke of, Eddie, about Dr. King, the song was We Shall Overcome and Ain't Nobody Gonna Turn Me Around. All those things kept us going. So that's why songwriting is so important. And, you know, I send kudos to our guest today.
Right. But do you, hallelujah, but do you have a question or a statement for her? Do you want to ask her something about her?
I'm fine. I just want to thank her for her contributions to, you know, the music industry and
yeah.
you know, how far she's come. She's
right.
met some very influential people.
Yes.
Now, Don Wyatt, he said, I'm so kind. Don, I'm just telling the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help me God. You are, along with Barbara Hubbard, some great musicians that I have met in my life that have done amazing, justifying feats in the music industry.
Mm-hmm.
Still doing it as we speak to this day. Matter of fact, Don Wyatt just said that Felton is a great person. He gave a thumbs up for Felton. And, you know, it's just, wow, amazing.
Oh, yeah. He sure
so,
is. A great man.
With that being said, Barbara, I want to come to you and I want to ask you, well, first, let me, before I do this, I want you to continue to think about a song you want to sing. Vera, do you have a question or a statement for Barbara Hubbard, our special guest? You know, Barbara's always on our show. She listens to our show. She supports our show. She's a great person, and I thank God for people who come on and support us on a regular basis, and Barbara is one of those wonderful, phenomenal people. Vera, do you have a question or a statement for Barbara Hubbard?
Good morning again, Barbara. I just want to say thank you so much for sharing part of your life with us and then the different roads you traveled in just for inspiration. And I want to ask you, can you tell me the name of the song that, I don't know if you wrote, produced, or if you sang with Yarbrough and People, and then when did you arrive in Los Angeles?
I came here in, in 1975. The song that I wrote for wrote with Yarbrough and People, they helped me produce it. It was called The Sweet Deceiver. But I wrote it for someone else, and they put they helped me arrange and produce. What's his name? Lonnie Simmons wanted it for an artist that he had before Total Experience,
wow.
you know, went out of business. So, yeah, that one. And then I have a song, spiritual one, called Bought by the Blood of the Lamb that my husband and a friend of his had produced for me from our own record company, which was Sojo Records. So I had a few copies of those, but they're all gone. And they're playing, though, a friend of mine, she played on her radio station that comes out of Pasadena. It's on an AM station, though. So I just have two out there like that, but I have a lot of songs, but none that has been played or, you know. Yeah.
And also, too, Barbara, you came to Los Angeles, California in 1975. I think that was one of the questions, like, when did you come to Los Angeles, California, and did I get it right?
Yeah, 1975, right.
Amen,
yeah.
Amen.
Thank you so much for sharing, because of the 70s, that was the era that I grew up in, the 60s and the
70s. Yeah, those were good days.
Amen. And so with that being said, I want to go over to Clarence M. Allen. Clarence M. Allen, do you have a question or a statement for our guest, Barbara Hubbard? Go right ahead, brother. Take the floor.
Yes, Barbara. First, welcome to the show, and we are honored to have you on this morning. And I just commend you for what you're doing and sharing your experience with us. And hopefully before your interview is over, you might sing something for us, and I just commend you and wish you all the best of success in your endeavor.
Thank you so much, and I enjoy your contribution to this station, this radio station. I enjoy, you know, how you explain the things and present different issues. You and Pastor Jones. Love listening to you guys.
Wow, thank you so much.
Thank you.
With that being said, I want to go to my daughter, Talana Jones. Talana Jones, take the floor. Do you have a question or a statement for Mrs. Barbara Hubbard?
I do. Good morning, Ms. Barbara Hubbard. How are you?
Good morning. I'm doing fine. Thanks for asking. And how about yourself?
I am blessed I woke up this morning. So I'm there's still a lot of purpose to take care of. So thank you so much for asking. That means the world. I want to say I am a fellow singer. I am, I would call myself an amateur because I've sung in certain places that I will always cherish and remember. So my question is, how did you overcome stage fright?
Hey, you never really. I'm nervous, and nobody's watching me. I'm in my room. I'm just nervous being on the radio and just knowing that people are listening. You know, perfect, you know, but I remember, what's her name, Janelle Monae said, she said, you know, be trying to be perfect stand in the way of greatness. So we're never going to be perfect. So, you know, if you get nervous, just look straight ahead, you know, look toward the wall. Don't look at nobody. People have different expressions on their faces, so you don't know whether they're going to like you or not. Everybody's not going to like you, and everybody's not going to hate you. Believe that. Somebody is going to like you.
Hmm.
I don't worry about that anymore, you know. Yeah, you're going to probably be, you know, you'll get over it once you get started, you know. But, you know, a lot of people close their eyes for a minute and then they just go for it. Don't let that hold you
back. Thank you so much for sharing.
Yeah, don't let that hold you back.
Now, for the next couple of minutes, I just want to, you know, see if we can get our ears blessed with a few bars of some music from our wonderful guest, none other than Barbara Hubbard. You're on Eddie Jones Radio Talk Show. I don't know if you have if you have your cell phone on, or you got Facebook on, or you got Instagram on, you got to turn it down because it echoes and we can't get. I want to get a clear interview with our exclusive special guest, and then also Apostle Kenneth Curry is our special guest. And with that being said, you know, I have a question for you before you sing for us. I know you've been hearing, I don't know if everybody's been paying attention to none other than Mr. Cat Williams. And I brought this up for a reason because he's been in the news a lot about comedy. And being that we all know who Cat Williams is, we know who Steve Harvey is, we know who Cedric the Entertainer is, we know who all these, but he did an interview on a show called Club Shay Shay. I don't know if you've seen it yet, Barbara. Have you seen that yet, the interview with Cat Williams and the things that he's been saying lately?
No, I heard about it. I saw it, but I didn't really listen to it. I didn't, you know, I wasn't really too much interested. I don't know what it was about. He's slamming the comedians. I don't know. Excuse me.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I said that to say this. that was one heck of, it was almost a 3-hour interview, and in there he said a lot of things about how other people treat each other in the business. And I don't know if you guys know or not, but I just wanted to get your opinion, Barbara. Do you feel like African Americans in show business put each other down so that they can pull themselves up? Or do you feel like it's the truth? I just wanted to get your opinion while you're on our show. Go right ahead.
I do believe that they, you know, we have that crab in the bucket syndrome, and we've had it for a long time. And so, yeah, they, you know, it's like you got to always go through some kind of hurdle to get to the person that you really need to get to. So, sometimes I don't know what it is, you know, but yeah, they'll stand in your way. You have to make. You can't wait for someone to help you. You need to help yourself, and you know,
right.
You have to sell your own CDs out of your trunk. But yeah, they will stand in your way if you allow them to. But they can't. But you don't allow them to.
Wow. Now, just real brief, Chief Apostle, because I want to come back and give Barbara a chance to sing her song or a song or whatever she feels like she wants to sing. But Chief Apostle, I know that you saw that interview. I saw it. I'm sure a lot of people saw that interview with Cat Williams. And let me just give you my opinion. I think that Cat Williams did have some of his comedy stole from, because I did some research on it. And I think that he was being honest with clarity and transparency on his interview. And I feel like the crab bucket syndrome needs to be shut down. And this is just my opinion. The opinion of the Eddie Jones Radio Talk Show is not always the opinion of everybody else. And this is my small disclaimer. But I like to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help me God. What I found out after researching Cat Williams is he rents out his own arenas. He has his own comedy people that work with him directly that he pays himself. He buys all the tickets and pays for everything up in advance. He's a shrewd businessman. He doesn't have to get on the. He doesn't have to do couch interviews. He doesn't have to wait for the people who don't want him to be there to do anything or anything. He does it all himself. And this is what I found out about Cat Williams. So, and I think that's brilliant. I think it's brilliant. And I just want to say, Miss Love God put, we love you, Miss Barbara. You are an inspiration to our ladies. And you have a beautiful spirit. And keep doing what you do. And don't let nobody break your stride, no matter what. God loves you, and he is with you. That came from Miss Love God. And I'm assuming that that must be someone who really knows your music and your entertainment skills. And we're just touching bases on Cat Williams and his shrewd business skills and his ability to say, no matter what they say or do to me, I'm still going to make things happen. And this is what I'm talking about when I came on the show this morning about African-American black people. This is Martin Luther King Day coming up. Black history coming up, but black history is every single day. It's not just one day. And Martin Luther King Day is not, do you know what Dr. King went through to get where we are today? The sacrifices that he made, walking in peace, being nonviolent, you know, it was a lot of work. It just wasn't easy work. It was hard work, and he did it. And so that's why I'm asking about, wait, where Chief Apostle Kenu Curry go? Let's see. Chief Apostle, are you still there? Okay, good.
Yes, sir.
So my question to you, what do you feel about Cat Williams and the statements that he made? And do you feel like he's a great businessman? Or do you feel like he's just blowing smoke? What do you think? Just your opinion, quickly.
Well, to me, he has shown his intelligence, as we found out, his IQ. Sometimes people, you can't judge a book by its cover. You know, people think, oh, well, he just does a comedian, and they think that's his full identity. But then they found out there is the actual person behind that identity. And so he came through with some truths that he has lived through himself. And we're learning that there is a dark side of a lot of things that you do as we sit there. And I know you probably heard the interview that Taraji P. Henson did.
Oh, yeah.
You know, we know that there's some struggles behind that. And now people are just breaking the silence, and they're coming out and talking about the things that they're dealing with personally in the industry that they're in. And so, you know, we have to respect that and say, look, you know, we have to do better in looking at how we deal with each other in business. You know, I understand that people are trying to get ahead, but don't cutthroat the other guy. And
right.
I even had my dear friend who lives right here in Raleigh, and that's Shirley Caesar. She told me many times that there were people that stole songs from her. So anyway, I like I said, just trying to keep that short, but I just think that we have to take it for what it says and who, you know, how it is.
Thank you so much, Chief Apostle Kenneth Curry. Thank you so much. Thank you, thank you, thank you. You know, and, you know, sometimes we just have to laugh it off. You know what I mean? We got to laugh it off like this. That's what we got to do. Caller in the 786-714. I just saw a hand go away. Let me make sure. Caller in the 786-714 area code, are you there? Good morning. Welcome to It's Cousin B. Everybody say hi to Cousin B. Hey, Cousin B. I know
Cousin
you
B.
Way,
good afternoon.
Cousin B.
Good morning, Cousin
B. You're way down there in Florida somewhere, ain't you?
Yes.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Okay, Barbara, I want you to take the floor. Give us your closing remarks on your career, on what you want people to know to end your interview. What do you want people to know about your talent, your skills? And I do want you to meet Brother Don Wyatt. I want you to meet him. He is an amazing entertainer, period. I mean, writer, producer, keyboard player. Who knows what all he can do? Some amazing things. He was a music director at First AME Church with Dr. Cecil L. Chip Murray, and that's just one of his accolades. I can't even name them all. We were both at First AME for years. I was on the praise team. He was playing all the music. He's an amazing musical director, producer, entertainer. But you, Barbara, you are as well. Please give us your closing remarks on your interview.
Oh, well, I'm still, like right now, I'm working with some music. I'm starting to play again. Right now I have my piano set up. I need to practice on some, you know, cover tunes, and I'm still writing. I write almost every day, so I'm just organizing my music notebook. And I'm also writing a memoir for my family. So instead of them having to go on Ancestry.com or whatever, you know, I already have the family tree, and I'm just letting them know my journey and how we're connected with our family that's in Arkansas and Louisiana and stuff like that, because my children are here.
Wow.
In Los Angeles. Yeah.
Wow. So, what part of Louisiana are your family in? Is your family in?
Shreveport, Bernice, and Monroe.
Oh, amen. Praise God. I've been to most of those places.
Yes.
Monroe, Louisiana. Yes, amen. Praise God. Thank you so much. Let's give a big hand and a big applause for our special guest, Barbara Hubbard. Let's give her a big, big, big blessing. Okay, amen, amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank God. Amen. Well, with that being said, I don't want you to leave without. Can you sing something for us, Barbara, before you go? I mean, and you don't have to go. I want you to stay on the show, but I mean, before we move on to the next topic.
Yeah, I'm gonna just do a little bit because you know, I don't own the rights to this music, so I was looking at this documentary the other day, Sam Cooke.
Yeah.
I was born by the river. In a little tent, oh, just like the river I've been running ever since. It's been a long time coming, but I know a change is gonna come.
Amen.
It's hard living, but I'm afraid to die, 'cause I don't know what's up there beyond the sky. It's been a long time coming, but I know a change is going to come. Oh, yes, it will.
Hey,
hey,
man.
Hey.
Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Amen. Beautiful.
That was
really nice. I mean, wow. Yes, that was wonderful. That was a beautiful. Matter of fact, that song, it takes me about the movie called Malcolm X, the movie Malcolm X, when they were showing the history of Malcolm X, and then as they were attempting to take his life, that song came on. And
yeah,
boy, what a song. That song is so applicable, so very applicable.
Yeah.
You know. We appreciate you. Thank you so much. With that being said, wow, we're going to move on to our next topic. Barbara, don't go anywhere. Stay with us. Don White said, thanks for blessing me. Yes, sir, brother. You deserve it, man. You're always blessing me too, brother Don. And I know we're going to do some stuff together, and I can't wait. I know it's been many years, but I thank God for your talent and your abilities. Miss Love God said, amen. Amazing, Barbara. We needed to hear that this morning. And we're talking about not just Black history, because Black history is every single day, but we're also talking about the movement of our people and how we need to love on each other and treat each other with dignity and integrity and respect. And, you know, as we get ready for Martin Luther King Day, let's show some love. Let's show nothing but love, amen, because love is the only way. And it's the right way, and it's one of God's greatest commandments, that we love one another as he has also loved us. And that's so very, very important. With that being said, we're going to switch reels to our next topic. And our next topic, well, first of all, let me give you the word of the week, the word of the week. Write it down, get your pen out, get your paper, so we can do the word of the week. And the word of the week is nurturing. The word of the week is nurturing. That's right, nurturing. And that's so important. We have to nurture one another. Yes. And our scripture of the week is Matthew chapter 11, verse 28. Matthew chapter 11, verse 28. Come to me, all who are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. And I said that scripture to say that God will take care of you. Amen. God will take care of you. Again, the scriptures is Matthew 11 and 28. Come to me, all who are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Hey, God's yoke is easy, amen? So we're moving on to our second topic. That was Barbara Hubbard, who was on our first interview. Our second topic is, what is your New Year's resolution for 2024? Let's talk about it on the Eddie Jones Radio Talk Show. And you know how we always make our New Year's resolutions, and I'm sure somebody on here has something that they want to tell us is their New Year's resolution. I got to be honest with you. I haven't made one yet, and I don't have any New Year's resolutions because, like I said, to me, they only last a couple of weeks or maybe even a month, and then they're out the door, and you're back to your regular routine. You have to be committed to whatever is your resolution, and you have to be committed to change for yourself, and we're ever so evolving. We are ever so evolving, and it's so important that we remember never to forget. So I want to start off with Brother Clarence M. Allen. Brother Clarence M. Allen, take the floor, and then we're going to go to Chief Apostle Kenneth Curry, and then we're going to go to Vera, and of course we're going to save my daughter for last because she also does Words of Wisdom, so we're going to get it all at one time. And you're on Eddie Jones Radio Talk Show, where we talk about civil rights, constitutional rights, human rights, your rights, my rights, and our rights, because we all have rights. Either we're going to stand for something or we're going to fall for anything. And at this point in the game, we can't fall for nothing. Okay? And I'm talking to everybody across the United States. Thank you for joining us. Everybody, even Evangelist Moni Scott, thank you so much, Moni Scott, for joining us, for being with us. Thank you, Lita. And everybody that's with us right now, Don Wyatt, Apostle Kenneth Curry, James Hutchin, Cousin V, everybody, Chandra Daniels, Mary, and everybody. Praise God for you. And I want to send a shout out to my wife. Hey, wife, how are you? Love you. Yeah. And so with that being said, Clarence, take the floor. Well, Clarence, are you there? Are you there, Brother Clarence?
Yes, I am, Pastor Eddie.
How did we do with reaching out to Professor Reams and
just Professor Raines for now.
Yes, he responded to your text. He's in meetings all day, so he won't be able to log into the show. But I wish him well and have a marvelous New Year's and peace, love, and joy.
Hey, Brenda Crawley. Hey, Brenda, how are you? God bless you. Monica Smith. Everybody say hi to Monica Smith, and let's give Monica Smith a hand. Happy New Year. Give her a hand.
Monica Smith.
Yeah, you know. She's a lifetime member. She's a lifetime member of the Eddie Jones Radio Talk Show. Amen. And we care about you. We are so happy to see you there. We're talking about the New Year's resolution. Brother Clarence, take the floor. What is your New Year's resolution for 2024 and so much more?
Yes, before I get into my resolution, Pastor, there's a few things I like to say about it. And, you know, I believe that many of us make this same resolution that I'm about to mention, probably without even realizing it. And so when we get to that hour, that minute, that moment, and that day of the first of each year where the earth has completed a solar cycle around the sun,
yes,
many of us may say to each other and those we love and those we pass by, we may say, Happy New Year.
Right.
That is actually a resolution, wishing upon someone to have a Happy New Year, to shed off whatever happened in that past year and begin this next year being happy in it. And
amen.
If the receiver, in my mind, receives this statement or this phrase to have a Happy New Year and accept it, well, what they're actually doing is accepting this wish to be granted upon them to be happy throughout the whole year. So whatever they come across, whatever comes upon them, whatever the event is, the situation, person, whatever thing it is, whether it's
yes.
good or bad, you cannot get mad.
Wow. Okay.
Because you have accepted that year to be happy.
Hmm.
And this is, and the reason I want to phrase this is because, you know, many people have different resolutions for happiness, personal gain, for things, whatever their resolution is, we want
right.
to, you know, be content. So, and whatever it is, and so me, I have been critically thinking about that statement and many more throughout the year, and so when it comes to me, my resolution is not to be happy because of the way it is used. Don't misunderstand me. It's like a place you have to be. And if you are unhappy, well, what are you? So my
right.
resolution is living in the fruit of the Spirit, which is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, self-control, and against such things there is no law. That is
yes.
actually scripture out of Galatians 5:22 and 23. And when I apply these spiritual principles into my being, it brings me happiness, which I believe happiness lasts much longer than just being happy. So, you know, you or anyone else may never hear me say happy this or happy that, because the way it is used today is like a place you have to be. So, you know, I wish upon everyone enjoy and live in and by the fruit of the Holy Spirit
and may in all of those characteristics you find happiness. So I wish everyone to have a joyful, peaceful, loving, a patient, a kindness, a goodness, a faithfulness, to be self-controlled in everything they do. And in that, they may find happiness. So this is such an important topic, you know, Pastor Eddie, this new year, you know, that resolution means we need to resolve something. There is something that was not quite right in the past year or even those past years, something we need to work on and fix. And then I remember you said you didn't make one yet. So
right. You have,
you know, soaked yourself in this fruit of the Holy Spirit, and you're at peace with yourself. You love in yourself and those who are around you. You have that patience, the kindness, the goodness, the gentleness, and you're in self-control. And if we just practice living in that in the days as we go by, in those moments in time, why be happy? And we can have happiness. So thank you, Pastor Eddie. I hope I said that. I hope that reached someone. I hope that can touch someone and just give them a different perspective at looking at when somebody say Happy New Year.
Man, thank you so much. Thank you very much, Brother Tony. Thank you very much, man. That was an amazing statement that you just made about a New Year's resolution. And with that being said, I said I was going to go to Vera next, so let's go down here. Vera, take the floor. Did you make a New Year's resolution, or what is your New Year's resolution, if any at all? Go right ahead. Take the floor.
Well, Eddie, my thing is I am so happy and grateful to have another day here on planet Earth to wake up again. So my thing is to live my life's purpose. And God put us all here for a purpose. And some of the things that God has given us as gifts, I want to embrace those a little bit more, all the things I enjoy, and travel the world. But the most important thing is to share more love. I am a loving person, and I want to share more love every single day because love is one of the things that helped heal me during the time when I was injured and disabled. And by just sitting in the wheelchair, looking outside, praying for every single person that walked past, I feel that I received the love from them by just sending it out. So sharing love, more love every single day. There are 100 ways, like that song, James Ingram, Find 100 Ways.
Yeah.
100 Ways to Love More. So that's my thing, and sharing affirmations of love.
Amen. Thank you, Vera. Let's give Vera a big hand, everyone. Yeah. Cool. With that being said, I'm saving Chief Apostle Kenneth Curry. Hold on. Don't go nowhere, Chief Apostle. I want you to share this too. Cousin V, all the way down there in Florida, what is your New Year's resolution? Or do you have one at all? Go right ahead. Elaborate.
I started some years ago not doing a resolution because I found out before you can even get halfway through the year, it's already broken. So I stopped making resolutions because now I just reflect on that God has, like, his will be done in your life. And when we come to know him and have a relationship with him,
yes,
it doesn't matter about making a resolution because he's done it for you. If you just get on his path and take that journey, as you know, that's how I ended up here in Florida. So I just thank God. And then I just reflect back on the year that God has blessed me with. And then it's a time to reflect. And then, you know, you can't write down your goals. Like he said, write your goals and make it plain. And I love that quote in that scripture. So that's my plans. I did a draw the circle last year, which I learned to, we have a template and you draw a circle. And then we had another book, Learning to Be, When the Bottom Falls Out. And so they took those two templates and put them into one, and it helps me to journal. So I'm learning to journal and to just take it one day at a time.
Amen, amen. Thank you so much, Brother V. Thank you. Thank you very much. Now, with that being said, hold on, Chief Apostle Kenneth Curry, don't go nowhere. Let's go to Talana Jones, and then we're going to go to, oh, wait, we got to get Barbara in, too. We got to find out. Barbara, really quick, what is your New Year's resolution, if any at all?
I just want to be better than I was last year. You know, I have so many things that, you know, I want to come into fruition, but I don't really ever make New Year's resolutions. I just live, you know, I try to live one day at a time and eliminate the stress, you know. And like the other young lady, what's her name, Vera said, just more love. I believe that's what we really need, more love. That's what we're lacking. So my goal is to spread more love and hopefully to receive more this year.
Amen. Thank you so much. Thank you very much. Yeah, that was our guest, Barbara Hubbard. And without further ado, I want to go to Chief Apostle Kenneth Curry. Chief Apostle, take the floor. What is your New Year's resolution, or do you have one at all? Go right ahead, Chief Apostle.
Well, let me just piggyback on what Cousin B was saying. You know, when we look back over this year, we've seen things that were up and down and all of that. But we as spiritual people can look at it from a different perspective, because when you look at the word itself, it says resolution. Now, as people of God, we have been given the solution. And we walk by the faith of God. Our steps are ordered by God. So each year at this time, while other people are making re-solution because they couldn't find the solution, we do our recommitment to doing what God has told us to do. We may not have done all the things, but we try to refine what we're doing and begin to fine-tune ourselves. Lord, help me be better in this year. Help me to see more of you in this year. And you know, and that is the way that we begin to make ourselves better for the new year. You know,
right.
He said, be not conformed, what, to the world, be transformed. How? By the renewing of your mind that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. We're being perfected every day. We're being conformed to the image of his son. So we go to God each year, and this is me. I go to God each year, and I say, well, God, you help me to be better this year. I want to be more loving this year. I want to have the fruits of the Spirit in me so that people can see you in me and not the person I used to be or how I used to act. So, you know, that is how I just not look for a resolution, but just a recommitment to what God has already given me as my assignment.
Well, thank you so much. Let's give a big hand for Chief Apostle Kenneth Curry. Amen. I want to send a big shout out to Dr. Pastor Terry Wilson. Dr. Pastor Terry Wilson, my pastor, I want to send a big shout out to him and his family. Also to Irene Walter. She said, good morning and God bless everybody. God bless you too, Irene. And also to Ms. P. Love said, you know, she just wants her relationship with God to continue to grow and be better and better and better. Miss T. Love God. And so with that being said, it is getting time to start doing some very, some wonderful things. We're going to go into our regular segment. I hope that everybody can stay right where you are and don't go anywhere. I'm going to put this call on hold. And hey, good morning, Gloria Majors. I see you, Gloria. And I want to thank everybody on Instagram to keep sending up all those beautiful hearts. Thank you so much. I appreciate that. You can send up some hearts on Facebook too. Gloria Major said, good morning. How are you doing this morning? Doing well this morning, but keep me and my whole family in prayer. Heavenly Father, bless everybody on this line right now, God. Whatever their prayer request is, God, let it go up, God. And let, hallelujah, whatever the situation is, God, good, bad, or in between, let there be rehabilitation, revitalization, rejuvenation of everything that's going on, whatever it is, sickness, illness, finances, whatever it is, God, you got it. You, God, will take care of us. In your word, you said you would. You said in Matthew chapter 11, verse 28, come unto me, those who are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Rest in the arms of God. Rest in the faith of God. Rest in the trust of God. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. Hallelujah. Praise God. Praise God from whom all blessings flow. Wait, what happened here? Okay. Something happened on Facebook. I don't know what happened. Let's see. Let's go back. And let's go back again. Let's see. Oh, wow. That was amazing. I'm praying. All of a sudden, it just kicks right off. Okay, we're back. Wow. So that's okay. Oh, Chief Apostle Kenneth Curry had to drop. Okay, but without further ado, let's go to Vera Jones with Health and Wellness. Vera Jones, take the floor. Give us health and wellness. Amen.
Thank you, Eddie. Thank you, everyone, for listening to Health and Wellness today. So, first of all, I have a disclaimer. I am not a doctor. However, on the Eddie Jones Radio Talk, I am Dr. Granny V. And so today I want to share with you the Mediterranean Diet Plan. And it's said to be one of the most healthiest diets, you know, in this life. So there are so many different types of diets, but this particular diet was put together back in the early 1960s, and it was traditionally a way of different eating habits for those in particularly like Spain, Italy, and some of the southeastern places like France. However, and a lot of them, this was a way of life. It was said that it was used many different plant-based items to eat. And, of course, they share and they have and eat a lot of olive oil, along with vegetables, fruits, nuts, legumes, beans. And sparingly, they will add seafood and fish. However, when I was there a couple of months ago, I realized that their culture was one that spent a lot of time outdoors in nature. And sitting at different settings, restaurants, eating, and just sharing time with family. And I realized that they were not in a rush. So each time I went to a different place while in Italy, I realized that community was one thing that they supported. So they don't really have a problem with weight gain. And what they do is renew themselves daily, and they do that by portion control. But some of the things that they eat is a lot of pasta and a lot of bread. So I did enjoy the olive oils. I'm not that much of a bread person, but I am a pasta lover. So another great thing is for health and wellness is for longevity. And it is said that we should get ready right now. Start where you're at and make a commitment and give yourself some discipline and dedication. And time management was one of the things that they already had. They didn't have to work on it because they were already relaxed. And what we can do much more of is to journal. It was mentioned earlier to journal. And then have a buddy system or a partnership. And some of the things that they really didn't eat much of was processed foods, nor much liquor or beer or sodas. But I did realize almost at every single table there was always a glass of wine. And Clarence and Apostle Chief Curry spoke about the fruits of the Spirit. And I just want to say, like Nike says, just do it for a better you in 2024. So some of the things that I may mention to you in closing will be to share with someone else your new life experience will be, and then eat something for a healthier you, for a healthier heart. And then if you are diabetic, make sure that you look out for the different risks of some of the things that you eat. And if there is cancer in your body, which we're all born with cancer cells, some things can enhance them. And then we have to make sure that we spend time to pray for our brain, for meditation, and mm-hmm. to risk the Alzheimer's disease. So for better bones, better bodies, we're going to add a couple of more herbs, more natural things that God had put here for us on planet Earth. And we can do that by eating the colors of the rainbow. So what the Mediterraneans did was, as I mentioned, olive oil. That is the best. And I use olive oil practically every day and coconut oil. So what you can do is include more onions, more garlic, carrots, leafy greens, tomatoes, fresh herbs. Plant some in your windowsill. You can have plenty of potatoes, greens, beans, cauliflower, broccoli, cabbage. And if you're not able to have them fresh, then get frozen, not the can. The cans are used only for emergency purposes. And begin a better you by beginning your Mediterranean diet plan for 2024. And as mentioned, journal what it is that you would like. And what is it that you can say to your old self, to your new self. So that is my portion today for health and wellness. Enjoy.
Wow. Thank you, Vera. Thank you so
Dr.
much.
Dr. Brandy V.
Thank you so much.
Amazing.
Very nice. Very nice. You know, health and wellness is such a priority. And with the time being that it is, it's 10:36 a.m. here in Los Angeles, California. And without further ado, we're going to go to the sports report with Cousin V all the way from Florida. Let's find out what my Jacksonville Jaguars are doing. I mean, and my Rams and all my other teams. So without further ado, Cousin V, take the floor. It's 10:37 a.m. And after that, we're going to have Clarence and Allen will be doing two things. He's going to do regulate the manual, and he's going to do the commentary, too. And then we're going to get a closing remark from our very special guest, Barbara Hubbard. But without further ado, Cousin V, give us the sports report.
Well, this week is all about football. No basketball, anything else. It's just football. So tonight, on Monday night, which is January the 8th, it will be the NCAA Championship Bowl, and it will be number 2 Washington Huskies, the Michigan Wolverines. And you know it's an uproar going on because no one can decide who's going to win because they're both 14-0. So I do like the fact that the quarterback for Washington Huskies was up for the Heisman Trophy. He didn't win it, but everyone is still saying to this day he should have won it because Washington hasn't been gone this far in a long time. And so his name is Michael Petry Jr., and he's the quarterback for Washington, and they are playing in the NRG Stadium in Houston, Texas tonight, and that will be at 7:30 p.m., and you can see that on ESPN.
Amen.
And then in the NFL, it is wild card weekend. So on this past week, of course, we had our last 18 weeks of football ended on yesterday. But some, as you know, some games are played on Saturday. So on Saturday, January 6th, it was the Houston Texans, and they defeated the Indianapolis Colts, and I'm so excited for the Texans. I used to work for the Texans. Mona and I worked for the Texans in the NRG Stadium back in the day, and I'm excited for them because they really hadn't been anywhere since they became a franchise. And then C.J. Stroud, the quarterback, you know, we have to pray and say things for our black quarterbacks because it used to not be any black quarterbacks in the NFL, so we have to cheer them on. And then we have Pittsburgh Steelers. They beat the Baltimore Ravens after the Ravens came to Miami and beat my Dolphins last week. but yeah. Baltimore lost to Pittsburgh 17-10. Tampa Bay shut out Carolina 9-0. Cleveland lost to Cincinnati Bengals 31-14. Detroit Lions lost to Minnesota, beat Minnesota, I'm sorry, 30-20. New York Jets, they beat the New England Patriots 17-3. Then the Atlanta Falcons, they lost to New Orleans Saints 48-17. Tennessee lost to beat Jacksonville Jaguars 28-20. Seattle Seahawks beat Arizona Cardinals. It was the Battle of the Birds. They beat them by 1 point, 21-20. Green Bay Packers beat Chicago Bears 17-9. The L.A. Chargers beat, they lost to Kansas City by 1 point. You know my thing is, I think they're trying their best to get Kansas City in the Super Bowl, but we don't want to see them in the Super Bowl this year. We want to see new people because they're trying to hype up that thing about Taylor Swift and Kelsey. So, I mean, as you see, they keep Kansas City for some reason keep winning, but we don't want to go there. Anyway, Las Vegas Raiders, Clarence, they beat the Denver Broncos 27-14. The Philadelphia Eagles lost to the New York Giants 27-10. And it was the battle of the California teams. The L.A. Rams beat San Francisco by 1 point, 21-20.
Oh, wow. Oh, my God.
And then the rivals, Dallas and Washington. Dallas beat Washington 38-10.
Oh, good.
And I'm not going to cry, but the Buffalo Bills came to our hometown and beat us in our house 21-14. Beat the Miami Dolphins 21-14.
Mm-mm-mm.
And so we were, I mean, but the Dolphins had that game up to the third quarter. Then they just, I don't know what happened, the defense or something. Anyway, so we have wild card weekend starting Saturday, January the 13th, and it can be seen on the first game on NBC,
well,
and that would be Cleveland.
Cousin V, apologize for interrupting you. What happened to the Baltimore Ravens? What happened to them? Did they win?
That was they was the one they lost. Remember I said after they beat the Dolphins, they lost to Pittsburgh on yesterday 17-10.
Oh, yeah, but that wasn't an important game, right? That was like just because Lamar Jackson.
No,
was
this was our week 18.
Right.
You know, you have 18 weeks. So now we're at the wild card. Which
okay.
This is important because this would tell who's in the running for the Super Bowl. So Saturday, January 13th, would start the wild card weekend. It would be Cleveland at Houston. It would be Miami Dolphins at Kansas City, Pittsburgh at Buffalo, Green Bay at Dallas, and then Philadelphia Eagles at Tampa Bay. And that's all they have right now on their schedule. So just from the news, the Bills defeated the Dolphins to win the fourth straight AFC East title and claim the number two seed. And then the Cowboys win the second NFC East title in three seasons with the win over the Commanders. And then the Packers will return to the playoffs with 10 straight wins over the Bears. And so
now, wait a minute now, Cousin V. Now, isn't it true that the Baltimore Ravens have the best record in the NFL, period?
Okay, so let me give – this is where we go right here. This is what you want to know. Who clinched the playoff spot? AFC. So the Ravens are number one on the AFC. 49ers, number one, NFC, number two. And then I'm just going to go down and not say numbers. So it will be 2, 3, 4, and I'm going to go from AFC to NFC. So it's the Ravens and the 49ers, 1, Bills and the Cowboys, 2, Chiefs and the Lions, Texans and the Buccaneers, the Browns and the Eagles, the Dolphins and the Rams are number 6 because that's me and you, of course.
That's right.
And then number 7 is the Steelers and the Green Bay Packers. And then they listed people that were in the hunt, but they didn't really list it, but they did say all the eliminated teams are the Bengals, the Seahawks, Jaguars, Saints, Colts, Vikings, Raiders, Bears, Broncos, Falcons, Jets, Giants, Titans, Commanders, Chargers, Cardinals, the Patriots, and the Panthers are all eliminated from the playoffs. The Super Bowl will be played in Las Vegas, and that will be Super Bowl number 50, and that's going to be on February the 11th. It's a tongue twister. Right. I say February. So this is my sports report. Y'all have a blessed week.
Hey, man, let's give a big hand for the sports report.
Kevin B!
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Okay, for you sports enthusiasts, I just want to say one more thing before we go over to tell you about one of our other co-producers that's on the show. Lamar Jackson negotiated his own contract with his mother. He didn't need anybody to do it for him. And last year he was hurt, but this year he's 100%. And I believe that the Baltimore Ravens will be going to the Super Bowl. And don't get me wrong.
That's one of the ones I want to see in the Super Bowl. He is from Miami.
Amen. I still love my Chargers and my Rams and my Raiders. But this year, I'm taking on, I've been ever since the season started. Hey, good morning, Regina King. How are you? God bless you. Gloria Majors, everybody. You know, sending love. Elaine, Minister Elaine, Pastor Elaine. God bless you, too. Now, without further ado, I want to thank, let's welcome someone to the show. None other than Aretha Adams-Jones. Everybody say good morning to Aretha Adams-Jones. Come on, let's say good morning.
Good morning, Dr. Aretha.
Good morning. Hello.
We are so happy to have you in the studio with us. It's an honor and a pleasure because we do need mental health in you. And, you know, lately, and I just want to say this, mental health is so important, you guys. Mm-hmm. It is so important. So before we go to Chief Apostle Kenneth Curry again, before we go to Barbara Hubbard again, before we go to Clarence M. Allen with Regulate the Manual and the commentary, we have to stop, bring on the floor none other than Aretha Adams-Jones, affectionately known as Dr. Aretha Adams-Jones. And we see you too there, Brother James Hubbard. We see you too, Brother James Hudson. God bless you. Please take the floor. Give us mental health and you.
Happy Monday. Happy Monday to each of you. Today is January the 8th, 2024, and it is National Clean Your Desk Day. Oh, my God. This day was set aside to encourage people to, you know, to clean up, clear out the clutter, and, you know, bring in the spring. You know, we're going to pretty soon we'll be, I guess in March, we'll be going into our spring month. And it's kind of like an introduction to spring cleaning. I'm assuming that's what they were thinking about. I want to tell you the psychology of having a clean workspace. There are some psychological benefits to having a less cluttered desktop. And believe it or not, it's said that a clear workspace promotes confidence and it reduces anxiety. So those of you that are listening to me today, go out and just clear off and declutter your desk. Top, you will receive some mental benefits, I promise you. And just remember that mental health matters, and it's time to remove the stigma. God bless you.
All right, all right, all right. Let's give a big hand. Big hand.
All right, Dr. Lisa.
Yeah. You're on the Eddie Jones Radio Talk Show, the Eddie Justice Jones Radio Talk Show, where we talk about civil rights, constitutional rights, human rights, your rights, my rights, and our rights. And I want to send a big shout-out to Dr. Pastor Terry Wilson. What's up, my pastor? What's going on, my brother? Praise God from whom all blessings flow. Glad you're on, back on with us. I don't know what happened earlier. It just dropped off of Facebook. And, you know, whenever you're talking about Black History, Martin Luther King Day, whenever you're talking about these type of things, whenever you're talking about we are the kings and the queens of the planet Earth, we have built America, Madam C.J. Walker, Benjamin Banneker, all the inventors who, hey, Chandra Daniels, I'm glad you're back too. When you start talking about all these wonderful, phenomenal, great names, and Malcolm X and Dr. Martin Luther King and Harriet Tubman and all these great, wonderful people that have helped pave the way for us to be where we are today, even the great, wonderful pastors and bishops who have helped us get to where we are today with the Word of God, they'll just try to shut you down. But you can't shut down the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. So help us, God. God is an on-time God. So let me not take up too much time saying that, because we still have a few more things to do before we get back. We got to do our regular segment. So I want to get some closing remarks from Chief Apostle Kenneth Curry, and I want to get some closing remarks from Barbara Hubbard. But before we do that, let's bring on Clarence M. Allen with Regulate the Manual. Don't go nowhere. You need to hear this. And also the commentary for the show. Clarence M. Allen, without further ado, take the floor. It's 10:50 a.m. I'm going to try not to go over y'all. It's 10:50. Let's see if we can squeeze it in about 5 minutes. Clarence, take the floor. Give us Regulate the Manual and the commentary. God bless. Peace.
Yes, Pastor Eddie, and to our panelists, and especially to all our listeners, I'm going to do something different this year. You know, I've been reading a book, and it's one of the most amazing informational books that I have read today. This is a book titled by Howard W. French. The title of the book is Born in Blackness, Africa, Africans, and the Making of a New World, from 1471 to the Second World War. And each week I'm just going to take a little bit of each chapter. And I know that each of us will get something from this that we may learn something from, something we may never heard of, because the history that we have been taught in school was written by a people who not only enslaved and bondaged us, but still have many of us under control by the way we think, live, and act. By 1995, visiting the Gene, a small and seemingly timely forgotten city in the southwest of Mali, had nearly became a pilgrimage for me. I first gone there 15 years earlier as a backpacking college student with my younger brother in tow to see the city's great spired mosque, famous for being the largest adobe building in the world. When I had returned this time as a correspondent for the New York Times, what had drawn me was an excavation work then underway on what was still reputed to be the oldest known city in Africa outside of Egypt. It was also and indeed remains the most recently discovered example anywhere in the world of a major ancient urban civilization. My memoirs of the visit are still powerfully bound up in sounds. Starting at dusk each night, the noise that filled the air over the dusty floodplain was more insistent than even the loud chorus of crickets. Looters, most of them peasants armed with holes, pickaxes, could be discerned in the shadows, flailing at the dry earth, hoping to prize away from them whatever artifact they can find. By then intact, burial urns or unbroken sculpture, both quite rare, fetched many thousands of dollars on the frothy European black market that supplied the unscrupulous collectors and even museums with African art. The sounds of the daytime were even more terrible than those of the night. To walk the grounds of the tail, the long, tiered-shaped, sloping mound that unveiled the contours of the walled city, which faded mysteriously from existence 600 or more years ago, was to wreak one's own damage to the sprawling site. Each and every footfall brought a sharp, crunching reminder of this as the already fragmented postures that densely littered the brown earth broke into even smaller pieces. And next week I'm going to go to the next chapter. I
I saw this guy. He was interviewed by Roland Martin, and the history that he was sharing was so interesting. I immediately bought this book. So if you go to Amazon, look up Howard W. French, Born in Blackness, Africans and the Making of the New World from 1471 to World War II. You know, we need to reeducate ourselves because we have our own historians. We have our own scholars. And if we get a history from the victim, hear his story. Because we've been taught by a villain that is, I tell you, we all know that is ruthless, conniving, and ingenious in devising his plans and making them work. So, you know, there's also an African proverb that I want to share before I close. It goes like this. As long as the hunter tells his story, he's always going to be glorified. Thank you for listening.
Let's give a hand for that one right there with Clarence M. Allen and Regulate Lake Emanuel.
Outstanding.
Yeah. Very informative. I want to send a shout-out to Yellow Star on Instagram. Send a shout-out to Barbara Hubbard on Instagram, Lita on Instagram, and everybody else on Instagram, and everybody on Facebook Live, Dr. Pastor Terry Wilson, Minister Pastor Elaine, Chandra Daniels. What's up, Chandra Daniels? Thank you for coming back strong with us. We appreciate you. Thank you for being there every week, and, you know, we care about you. And so without further ado, it's time for the commentary, and then we're going to get closing remarks from Chief Apostle Kenneth Curry and our special guest, Barbara Hubbard. Don't go anywhere. You're on the Eddie Jones Radio Talk Show, where we talk about civil rights, constitutional rights, human rights, your rights, my rights, and our rights, because we all have rights. Without further ado, Clarence M. Allen, give us the commentary.
Pastor Eddie, I assumed that maybe you would have went to Dr. Apostle Kenneth, Chief Apostle Kenneth Curry first, but I will do the commentary now.
Okay, no, hold on. You're right. I agree. Matter of fact, let's give you a hand. No, that's a good idea. Chief Apostle, are you still with us? Chief Apostle Kenneth Curry, are you still with us? Okay, I see him in the queue, but okay. Well, let's wait. Let's go to Barbara Hubbard. Barbara Hubbard, are you still with us?
Yes, I'm still here.
Barbara, give us your closing remarks on the show and everything. Just give us your closing remarks.
Well, I appreciate you inviting me to be on the Eddie Justice Jones radio show this morning with the co-host and the co-producer, Mr. Clarence M. Allen. I always enjoy everyone that contributes to the show. And it was really my pleasure to be asked to be a part of the show today. So thank you, and thank everyone on the line, Yellow Star, Miss T, Love God, all of the people that I can see on Instagram. Have a blessed day.
Amen. Thank you so much. It's an honor and a pleasure beyond words. Chief Apostle Kenneth Curry, are you still with us? I see you in the queue, but perhaps, okay. We're going to pass him up today, and with the essence of time, we're going to go over just maybe 3 minutes. We have to have the commentary. It is the most important part of the show. I want to thank, Dr. Pastor. Let's see. No, we can't do that. I want to thank Pastor Dr. Terry Wilson. I want to thank all the pastors out there. I want to thank everybody in New York, Detroit, Chicago, Texas, Alabama, Florida, everywhere. Thank you. And even in other countries, Egypt is listening, South Korea, Turkey. I can't name them all, but they're all listening to the show. They listen every week. And I want to send a big shout out to Regina King, my high school schoolmate, and who I've been knowing for many years. God bless you and your family. And also to Minister Pastor Elaine, God bless you. And, of course, Sister Chandra Daniels, and everybody. But without further ado, it is time for the commentary. Clarence and Mellon, take the floor. Please give us the commentary.
Yes, first let me give a shout out to the man whose shoes I cannot feel, the expert who gives this commentary every week, and he does it in such a way, I don't care what media outlet you go to, you will not get a commentary no better than Professor Reams. He gives a commentary in such a way. Yes, he gives a commentary in such a way that we all are able to receive it and understand it. And I want to thank God for a man such as Pastor Eddie, who not only is a civil rights activist and the president of the Los Angeles Civil Rights Association, but he takes his time without getting paid to go out and fight for people who have been unjust violated by the human right, the constitutional right, and whatever wrong that has occurred upon them. He's been all over the nation, and I'm predicting that this year maybe he may even go around the world. So thank you, Pastor Eddie, for all the work that you do. I want to thank all the panelists. I want to especially thank to all our wonderful listeners and our special guests. Barbara Hubbard, thank you for coming on this morning. She's a native of Little Rock, Arkansas, and her vision brought her to Los Angeles because at a young age she started singing, and her love for music brought her here. And, man, you know, just listening to, you know, the entertainer that she experienced her singing life with, such as Yarborough and People, and then, you know, I'm going to have to look up this song that she sung, Bought by the Blood of the Lamb, and, you know, so we want to thank you for coming on, sharing your life struggle, because I know you have touched someone and inspired them to move forward in whatever their endeavor, their vision, or what some people may say is their dream. And, you know, we went into our second topic because we are in the new year, the 8th day of January of 2024. This is the Earth celebrating this 8th day of this year. And we talked about New Year resolution. You know, what is your resolution?
Right.
You know, I recommend if you make one, get your vision board, write it down, write your affirmations down, write what you would like to do new. And every morning when you get up, go read that board. Because a lot of times, I know speaking for myself, I say something that I need to do or might have to do or put something somewhere and then I forget it because I didn't write it down. There's power in that writing. And, you know, I talked about such as Cousin V and the great Chief Apostle Ken McCary. We talked about, and even Cousin V, most of our resolutions had to do with love. Even Pastor Eddie talked about love. So let's let love be whatever your resolution is, be the tip of the spear of moving forward in that resolution. And I want to thank Dr. Granny V. Health and Wellness. You know, she talked about even more love. And she talked about a healthy diet in her segment, the Mediterranean diet. And, you know, she talked about those fresh vegetables and the oil-based, the olive oil, using the onion and the garlic. And you know, I've been to Italy. I've been to France and I tell you, it's just a different culture when you move around the world, that when you see people living a different way, the beauty of it, that you have to adopt some of it into your life and apply it in your memory and apply it into your daily actions.
Amen.
And so
let's see what we did. We chief apostles say when you look up on the word resolution, he said resolution.
Hmm.
So it was something that we didn't complete in solving. And so we go back to do it again. And he mentioned God gives us the solution. So whatever we do, let's make sure God is in it. Because without God, we can't win it. And he, you know, he was saying, help me to be better this year. He wants to be even better. I wish us all have that desire to be even better and to recommit ourselves. And Cousin V, every week you bring us together with these sports. You know, two things that can bring people, I don't care what your race is, your lifestyle of walk, your stature. One is music and the other is sports. These two entities bring people together to dance and even to be entertained. And this year we have the 2024 Olympics coming. And so, you know, I'm looking forward this summer for Cousin V to give him some of that information. And the playoffs is here, and, you know, some of us made resolutions and some of us didn't, because some may have made some and didn't quite reach that status, or may have seemed to fail upon them. But let me say this. This year is just beginning.
Mm-hmm.
If we come short one day, let's thank God that he gives us another. And then, you know, with every day me having my own personal mental challenges, I'm thankful for Dr. Aretha Adams Jones, because when she comes on, I lay back on my couch and get my mental therapy. I get my mental healing. And
amen.
Today, she said, it's National Clean Your Desk Day. My desk is a mess. And it doesn't just have to be that physical desk that you're sitting in. It could be the desk of your life.
Amen.
It's time to clean our desk. We have a new year to do this. So, Pastor Eddie, to all our panelists, to all our wonderful listeners, to help clean your desk, the word of the week was nurturing, and that is to grow and to care for something. So let's grow and care. Let's clean our desk in this life. And the Bible says, come unto me, all ye that labor and heavy and laden, and I will give you rest. That was our scripture of the week, Matthew 11 and 28. So thank you, Pastor Eddie. Thank you to all of our wonderful listeners and the panelists. Let's go into this year regulating. Let's go into this year with love. Let's go into this year working on our resolutions. So thank you. Miss you, Professor Reams. Your shoes are too big for me to fill. So God bless you all. Have a wonderful day and a wonderful week. And I'll see you next Monday on the world's greatest Monday morning radio show, the Eddie Justice Jones Radio Show. This number here, 646-787-8064. Call in next Monday, 9 a.m. Pacific Standard Time, or relate that to your time zone, because it is written and you are in here. Thank you.
Big hand for the commentary with Clarence and Marilyn. Give a big hand.
Great. Great
job. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, look, you're on Eddie Jones Radio Talk Show. I want to send a shout-out to Bree1Butterfly. Bree1Butterfly, thank you for joining us on Instagram. I want to send a shout-out to Evangelist Virginia Valentine, all the way from Baton Rouge, Louisiana. I want to send a shout-out to Pastor Terry Wilson. He said it was an awesome, awesome show. I'm just happy that everybody was here. Now, this is what I want you to know in closing. Here's my closing remarks. The month of February is the shortest month of the year, but it's the most powerful month because it's Black History Month. Let's not put shame to the work of Dr. Martin Luther King and Malcolm X and Jesse Jackson and Abernathy and so many other people who have helped pave the way for us to be where we are. Let us remember never to forget that red, black, and green means a lot. The red is for the blood that was spilled. The green is for the land that they stole. And the black is for our people. Be proud of your people. Be proud of who you are. Remember that you are a king or a queen. Don't stoop below your standards for anybody. And remember, I always tell you, don't let nothing and nobody steal your joy. Amen. And remember, I tell you that the best is yet to come. The best is yet to come. And remember that the only limit in life is the one you put on yourself, so let there be no limits. Remember, Dr. King said, we shall overcome. Well, I want you to know we've overcame. Do we still have work to do? Yes, we are. We're WIP, work in progress. But we are a diligent, powerful force to be reckoned with. And that's why so many people want to be like us. They want their hair like ours. They want their lips like ours. They want their bodies like ours because they know. They know who we really are. They don't want you to know who you really are, but they know who we really are. And God said, I'll make the head and not the tail. So remember that. You are a leader. You are, hallelujah. Miss T. Love God said, amen. Eddie, God bless you always. God bless you too. Ms. T. Love. And I want to say this too. I don't own the rights to this song, but I just want to do one bar of it. We shall overcome. We shall overcome. We shall overcome. Someday, deep in my heart, I do believe we shall overcome someday. Thank you, Dr. King. Thank you for your work, your legacy. And bless the King family. As your holiday approaches, let us remember never to forget the life and the legacy and the work that was done for us to be where we are today, to have the right to vote, to be free, and to make justice and equality a powerful statement in the United States of America and around the world. This is the Eddie Jones Radio Talk Show. God bless you. I'll see you next week. Peace.